You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, Mace is already on his way to the Rams game, and we have Game of Games. Gray, who's playing?
It's going to be me, Laura, Funchy, and Parker Bell. P-Bell.
Okay, so it's you, Laura, Funch, and Parker.
And Parker, by the way, is sitting in the one chair in the studio.
Hello, numero uno, Parker.
All right, so you guys know I'm on a long Lakers road trip, and the last home game we played was against the Knicks. Now, the Knicks and the Lakers are the two biggest markets in the NBA. It's market one, New York, and market two, the Lakers. So they have a long history of players that have played in New York and L.A. So I have a list. Some of these players have played for just the Lakers. Some have played for just the Knicks. And some have played for both. So it's Lakers, Knicks, or both.
Funch is going to do really well at this game.
That's what I was going to say. He has an advantage here.
Maybe.
Okay. So here's the first one. Steve Blake. Steve Blake. Laura, is that Lakers, Knicks, or both?
Knicks.
Okay, Bergman.
I know he played with the Lakers, so I'm going to say both.
Okay, Funch.
I think it's both.
Parker.
Go with the crowd.
I'm going to say Lakers.
Parker Bell has the lead.
Oh,
it's Lakers only.
I remember him in a Knicks jersey.
No, okay. I remember he played for the Lakers, that's for sure.
All right, here we go. Number two, Trevor Ariza. Bergman, Trevor Ariza, did he play for the Lakers, the Knicks, or both?
Oh, you're doing this to me again. Definitely a Laker.
Yeah.
I'll say both.
Okay. Funch.
Both.
Parker.
Both.
Laura.
I know he was a Laker for sure. I'm going to say both. Go with the crowd.
Both is right. All right, so everybody's on the board now. Parker has the lead with two. All right, number three. Funch, Henry Bibby, the former USC coach, UCLA All-American. Henry Bibby, did he play for the Lakers, the Knicks, or both?
Lakers.
Okay, Parker.
Knicks.
Laura.
Knicks.
Greg.
I don't think he played for the Lakers. I'll say Knicks.
Knicks is the correct answer. So Funch falls into the basement. Parker still has the lead 3-2.
Wow, Parker.
All right. Parker, coming to you first. Shannon Brown won a couple of rings with the Lakers. Shannon Brown,
so Lakers,
Knicks, or both?
I'm going to go both.
Okay. Laura.
God, he was my baby daddy when I was young. Should know this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Lakers.
Okay, Greg.
I'll say both.
Okay. Funch.
Both.
Both is the correct answer.
All right.
So now we've got Parker 4, Greg 3, Funch 2, Laura 2. All right. Laura, coming back to you.
You didn't say Lakers only, Parker?
But I said both.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
He's like, wait, really?
I'm just asking.
Okay.
Just asking. We got time.
Laura?
Yes, sir.
Marcus Morris. Marcus Morris, one of the Morris twins. Lakers, Knicks, or both?
I'm already losing. I'm going to go with both.
Okay. Greg.
Knicks.
Funch.
Knicks.
Parker.
Yeah, Knicks, because we had Keith.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, so the correct answer was Knicks. Parker has the lead with 5. Greg has 4. Funch has 3, and Laura has 2. All right, here's the next one. Bergman, coming to you. Doug Christie. Current Sacramento Kings assistant coach whose wife Jackie follows him everywhere. Doug Christie. Lakers, Knicks, or both?
Did he ever play? I don't remember him on either team.
This is an all-out guess by you.
All-out guess. I'm going to go both.
Okay. Funch.
Both.
Parker.
Yeah, both.
Laura.
I'll go with the crowd.
You'll be glad you did. He did play for both the Lakers and the Knicks.
I actually knew that. I was trying to
you were
fool
throwing
you
people
off. Trying to fool you.
All right, we have 4 left, so I'll start to go in order of the leaders. Parker, we're coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Dudley. Lakers, Knicks, or both?
Ooh, this one's tough. Let's go both.
Okay, Greg.
He played for so many teams, but I'm going to say Lakers only to try and catch you.
Okay, Funch.
Lakers only.
Laura.
I don't know if it matters, but I'm going to go with Greg and Funch, Lakers only.
You are correct. It is Lakers only, and Greg, you have tied Parker for the lead.
Bah humbug.
Okay.
Bah humbug.
Greg, three left.
All right.
Sasha Vujacic, the machine.
Ooh.
Lakers, Knicks, or both?
I'm going to say both.
Okay. Parker.
Both.
Funch.
Both.
Laura.
Just so I can be out, I'll just go Lakers only.
You should have gone with the crowd, Laura. You are out now. He played for both. Remember, Phil Jackson brought him in after at the end of his career.
Okay. I actually knew that, but
you wanted out?
I did.
Okay. All right. So Greg has seven, Parker has seven, and Funch has six.
This is close.
Two left. Parker, Meta World Peace.
Oh. Lakers.
Greg.
I take the lead. It's both.
Funch.
Both.
It is both, and Greg does take the lead.
Parker, okay. You had it.
I know.
But you're not dead yet.
Not dead yet. You have to go opposite.
Greg, eight. Funch, seven. Parker, seven. All right. Last one, Greg.
All right.
Don Nelson.
Oh, you went with something crazy.
Don Nelson, the former Warriors coach who, when he was last interviewed, people asked him, what are you up to? He said, I'm smoking a lot of weed with Willie Nelson in
Good
Hawaii.
Answer. God, he actually hates the Lakers, too, and I don't know if it's because he got let go by them or I have
All right,
no idea.
So I just need an answer of Lakers, Knicks, or both. If you get this right, you win it.
We got 5 minutes left. I think I can vamp for a little bit. I'm going to say Knicks only.
Knicks only. Okay, Funch, obviously you got to go either Lakers or both.
I got to go both, then.
Okay. Parker, Lakers, or both?
I can still, so I'm going to go both. I can still play that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both.
And Parker and Funch, you two are both idiots. It's Lakers only,
oh,
and Bergman wins.
Oh, no.
And Greg, it was the Greg, it was the exact scenario you were playing around in your head. He had 1 year with the Lakers. They let him go. He hooked on with the Celtics. And finished his career there.
Oh, that's crazy. I didn't know if he was with either team. So
no, so it was there. Okay, we'll do the tiebreaker just for fun. Phil Jackson, obviously, coached the Lakers to 5 championships, but he played the majority of his career with the Knicks. Phil played for the Knicks for 10 years, from 1968 to 1978. How many total games did Phil Jackson appear for the Knicks in? Phil Jackson, as a player, how many games did he play over those 10 years? Greg, you go first. Give me a number.
I'm going to
Closest without going over.
I'm
going
to go 680.
Okay. Parker.
I'll go 710.
Good guess.
ESPN.
695.
Laura.
Oh, I'm
still on it. Yeah, it's just a guess.
711.
7-11 is your winner. He played 732 games for the Knicks.
Well, he played a lot. It was 10 years, so 82 a year.
So yeah,
from 68 to 78.
All right, so we have a situation with the Game of Games. I think I might have won it, but I can't lose it for sure. I have 6. Mason has 3. He's done.
Okay.
Andy has 2. Brian has 2. Laura has 1. John, you have 1. Momo 1. Cappy 1. Betta 1.
I think it's over.
I think it might
be
over.
Well, wait a minute. There's a game. Is there a show tomorrow?
Yes, there's a show tomorrow, but nobody on the show has more than on the show tomorrow besides me has more than 1, and it's Laura's game.
Right. Okay, so yeah, you win December.
All right. I got some money. Oh, that's mythical money.
Oh, you're back in it! Oh, you're back
in
it!
I'm back
in! 10 grand! Oh, I didn't even know. Okay, so now you... Okay, you want to make a bet?
Yeah, I'll make a bet.
When you do, okay, when you do, just text me what you bet.
All right, I will.
Okay. Oh, that's fascinating. So now I might have to... I thought I was coasting to the Mythical Money title, and now you're back in it.
I can do like a 6-way parlay, hit it, and beat you.
By the way, if you're smart about this, you can just keep bet. The end of Mythical Money is Tuesday. You can make a bet every day.
Yeah.
Do some absurd bets that like will get you 100 grand.
Yeah. No, I'm going to. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Like you should do like one of those weird ones tonight that's all based on stats.
Right. I'll put something together and I'll send it out to everybody.
Just send it to me and then we'll have it in there. All right. I'm just going to do this on the air. Neither one of you guys have told me what the out time is.
12:30, so you have 2 minutes exactly.
Okay. All right, so couple of things going on that we need to explain to the audience. The Laker game tonight is not on 710. It's on 870 AM or the Lakers app or the ESPN LA app. So three ways you can listen to the Laker game tonight, because the Ram game is on 710. You can listen on AM 870. You can listen on the ESPN LA app. And Greg, when they do that, they have to click Lakers, right?
Yeah,
on the
to,
app.
You have to click the Lakers tile, and that will get you, as long as you're within 75 miles of the LA DMA.
Okay, and if that doesn't work, you can try the Lakers app. And right at the start of the game, the Lakers app, right at the top where they give the score, the button will change to listen live. And you can listen to Michael and I call the game if you're looking for the Lakers tonight in Minnesota. If you're looking for the Rams, you can listen on our flagship station, ESPN LA 710. And Greg, is there a mechanism by which they can listen to the Ram game on the app?
So you can also listen to the Rams game on by hitting the Rams tile, but it will be live on 710 as well.
Okay. So that's how you can kind of do your thing, how you can follow your team tonight. If you want to listen to the Lakers, you go to 870. If you want to listen to the Rams, you go to 710. And our app has both teams. You just have to hit the right tile, and then you can follow whatever's now. Laker fans, LeBron is out tonight. No word yet on AD. I'm heading over there right now. As soon as I get off the air, I'm heading over to the arena, and we'll have an update for you in a while. But no LeBron tonight. And Minnesota and the Lakers tips at 6 o'clock. Everybody have a great rest of your day. Go Rams, go Lakers. Rams pregame coming at you next on ESPN LA.